Hello, and welcome to God's Word, where today we are going to discuss money. As we get older, we think about retirement, and especially, why did I not start earlier to get prepared for the time past employment? Preparing for our life here on earth is not always a bad thing. Yes, we need to trust in God, but is not part of trusting in God being good stewards to what He has given us? Number one, God provided the money for us. Number two, giving back to God needs to be the first thing done with that money. And number three, our treasure needs to be in heaven. Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And number four, the love of money is the root of all evil. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierce themselves with many pangs. Number five, after all of the above, the money we get can be spent how we wish. However, buying certain items is sinful, thus wrong. And not all purchases are wise. Matthew chapter 6, verses 24 through 34. Matthew chapter 6, verses 24 through 34. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life. And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. I want to touch on another part of money for a moment, those who have limited amounts of money. Yes, we all do, but I am referring to those who are having a hard time with the lack of money they have. Loving money can still be a problem even if you don't have it. God has said he will provide. Many times we need to seek out the benefits and the blessings he is offering. Yes, being poor is no fun. Worrying about being poor does not help, and it alienates you from God. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. Being rich is not always fun either. I have seen what being rich can do. Drinking, drugs, suicide, broken families, and general unhappiness are some of the things that you find in at least some of the homes of the rich. The love of money also alienates you from God. Luke chapter 18, verse 25. Luke chapter 18, verse 25. For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. Certainly, we see that we are not to worry about our financial future. You cannot serve God and money. The man who trusts in wealth is always concerned about how to protect it, ensure it, and make it grow. He cannot rest from this because of the uncertainty of it all. A man who trusts in wealth will be serving money and cannot serve God properly. If we are continually worrying about whether we have enough money to retire, then when will we have time to serve God? So where is the border between loving and worrying about money and planning for retirement? Planning for retirement should be generally a set and forget it approach. We should trust God and allow Him to work to provide for us. Corrections and adjustments to our retirement plan can be made, but they should be when things in life change, not on an hourly, daily, weekly, or monthly basis, as is the practice of some. You have a plan and are working it, rather than having the retirement funding control you. Primarily, your treasure is your work for God. This means, number one, you must be a Christian. Number two, this means seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Number three, this means use your money for God first, then for the world. I listed under that rent, mortgage, heat, electric, food, etc. are to be paid. We may have other financial commitments. God wants us to be honest and pay our bills, but also wants us not to worry about them. Planning is not necessarily worrying. And money is of the world. It is not something that will be taken to heaven. Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. Chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. For it will be like a man going on a journey, who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with him. He who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, Master, you delivered me to 5 talents. Here I have made 5 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. And he also, who had the 2 talents, came forward, saying, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here I have 2 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. He also who had received the 1 talent came forward, saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master answered him, You wicked and slothful servant, you know that I reap where I have not sown, and gather where I scatter no seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Making money, therefore, is not wrong. As a matter of fact, we are responsible for the money that has been given us. As we said earlier, it is not our money, but God's. We have a responsibility to at least bring that money back to God with interest. We need to make sure that we look at our heart, that we see why we're out there making money. We see why we're out there planning for retirement. Are we planning for retirement because we love money? Or because we want to be good stewards of the money we have? Are we, when we plan for retirement, planning for that retirement only here in the world? We need to make sure that God is part of our retirement plan. We need to make sure, as we said earlier, that we are a Christian, that we have followed the steps that God has put forth to hear the word, to confess the word, to have faith, to be baptized, to repent, and to live everlasting life for Christ. That's not all in order. I got it a little mixed up there. But Revelation 2:10. Revelation 2:10 tells us, Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and for 10 days you have tribulation. But the part that I want you to hear very carefully is, Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. We need to make sure that not only do we become a Christian, follow the plan of salvation, but that we follow it all the way through. So that means making a plan. You see, retirement on earth requires a plan. Eternal retirement requires a plan. You have to be reborn, and you have to live and be faithful unto death. Another thing to remember is that God has told us He will send Jesus back as a thief in the night. That is in 2 Peter 3:9. That is in 2 Peter 3:9. Our earthly permanent retirement may be today, tomorrow, or later. Only God knows. So, if God is going to send Jesus back as a thief in the night, how should we set up our plan? Let us read from 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 18. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 18. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. Then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn. But according to His promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these, be diligent to be found by Him without spot or blemish and at peace. And count the patience of our Lord as salvation, just as our beloved brother Paul also wrote to you according to the wisdom given him, as he does in all his letters when he speaks in them of these matters. There are some things in them that are hard to understand, which the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do the other scriptures. Yet therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, take care that you are not carried away with the error of lawless people and lose your own stability, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. What type of people, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness? We know that we need to be faithful unto death. So, what should we be doing while we look for Jesus' coming return? It tells us. It tells us that we should be found without spot or blemish, and at peace. It tells us that we should not be ignorant or unstable and twist to our own destruction the scriptures. As a matter of fact, the word tells us differently. 2 Timothy 2:15. 2 Timothy 2:15. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman or worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling or dividing the word of truth. If we know the truth, we can follow the truth. If we don't know the truth, any plan we have will get us where we plan to be, which could be anywhere. So we need to have a plan that ends up with us being in eternity. We need to make plans all the time during our life here on earth. But we need to make sure that those plans include God, and not just include God, but are driven by God's word. We need to make sure that what we are planning is as close to what God is planning as it can be. Today, we do not know all of God's plan. We will not know all of God's plan until we get to heaven. But we need to use His word to get us as close as we can to His word all of the time. We need to be continually trying to be the best we can be. We need to make sure that we are doing what God's word says we need to be doing. But how are we supposed to be doing that? We are supposed to be doing that with a proper heart. There are many, the Sadducees and Pharisees, for example, who did not follow what God intended with their heart. They followed so that they could look good in the eyes of men, so that they could have what they were looking for. But what happened? Where is God in that picture? God has to be in the picture. If God is not in the picture, then you are not doing what He has asked you to do. You see, so many of us think we have the answer when the answer is right in God's Word. Follow it to the letter with a right heart, and you will get to heaven. Thank you.